Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Editor Knows Best. My name is Katira Poland. I'm the CEO of Love for Words, which is an editing boutique. And I'm also the creator of Editor Knows Best, the podcast you're tuned into right now. We do have a special guest, but before we get into that, I'll remind you that Editor Knows Best airs every other Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find Editor Knows Best. So thank you all for tuning in. And we do have a very special guest tonight. He is a husband, a father of three girls and one son. He's a storyteller and the treasurer of Divine Potential Services, Inc., which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to restore families and empower change since 2016. He believes wholeheartedly that self-discovery and cultivating your calling is key to a fulfilled, effective, and purposeful life. He enjoys basketball, bike riding, telling jokes, and cooking with his family. And lastly, his ultimate purpose in life is to inspire people to prosper and leave a legacy for their families. Tonight's guest is Lionel Hilaire. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So please do give us a background to your book and why you wrote the book or what motivated you to write your book.
Oh, wow. This book really hit me off guard. I was going to write another book because I've written one before, but that first book was more for like a hobby or maybe for an awareness, but that's all it was, you know? And then I said, you know, maybe I'll write another book. And then one day I was just laying in bed and I was just you know, praying. I was like, man, God, I need an assignment. And something tragic happened though. And I don't know about you, but or anybody else, but it seems like some of the greatest things happen or usually evolve from the things that we least expected. And so for me, one day my daughter, our oldest daughter, Kyla, burst in our room and said, Dad, I need to run to the hospital. And here I am, I'm thinking Kyla ate something she is allergic to again, and now we have to take her back to the hospital.
Yeah.
But instead, Kyla says, Tyrell has been shot. And her boyfriend, Tyrell, of 2 years, was shot, and I offered to give her a ride to the hospital. She said no. And I said, all right, well, we'll stay back here and we're gonna pray. He'll be all right. And so our daughter Kyla went to the hospital to go check to see if he was all right. Now, this was on March 29, 2020, in the middle of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with hospitals, you can't go in. So they're outside mm-hmm. waiting. This was around 11 p.m. at night. And our daughter, Kyla, calls my wife's phone at 2 a.m. in the morning. And I'm looking at the phone. I'm like, I am not picking up that phone. So my wife answers, and my daughter, Kyla, says, Tyrell has passed. Mm. And instead of our daughter planning for a marriage, she planned for a wedding, she planned for a funeral. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I need to do a book for the men. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what to write. And then quickly I thought, okay, what are some areas in me that I need to help in my deepest and my darkest days? Mm-hmm. And the first area was within my personal development. So within myself, to be restored there and to be restored within my relationship, whether it was with my family, my wife or children. And then in my careers, you know, my career, I had to learn to discover my purpose and what I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. And so those are three areas that a man, I believe he should restore himself, his whole life, and with his himself, his family, and his career. And I wrote the book, Cultivate Your Calling. And the subtitle is, Even in Crisis, Men Can Walk in Their True Identity, Discover Purpose, and Monetize Their Gift.
Yes, thank you so much for giving that backstory. And I agree that so many great things come from tragedy, unfortunately, but I feel that some of that, the grief pushes you to create something that has a lot of power and has a lot of influence to change up, to change yourself, but also to help impact other people. So thank you so much for sharing that background. And for your writing process, what exactly did you, what types of tools did you use or remedies did you use to help you with the writing process to keep you on track?
Well, what I did was to keep me on track with the book, I can use either Google Docs. Mm-hmm. I started using Google Docs and then I went in and I used Word.
Okay.
And I started liking Word. Mm-hmm. But either one would work good for me. I like Word too. I see most people like to stick in the Word. Mm-hmm. It really helps with you helping your editor some of these apps help with grammar too. Mm-hmm. But I've been writing so much that I've been getting better at my grammar. And that's the thing. When you keep writing, you mm-hmm. just keep writing, you get better. You're not going to just get good right out the gate. It's a skill that you get better at. Just because you have a problem, you know, articulating yourself or, mm-hmm. you know, or having trouble writing doesn't mean that you're not gifted at it. There's some things that you might be gifted at. But writing is a learned skill that you'll develop over time. And so, and then how I stay focused is and consistent is just go back to my why. If your why is not powerful enough, you might just give up when you feel writer's block. And mm-hmm. another thing too is I outline my book. And when you outline, you'll say, you know, I did my books in three sections: self, family, and career. And so that's how I did it. And when I outline my book, I say step one, step two, step three. It's just like saying, like, if you were giving somebody advice to get to a place, mm-hmm. how many steps would it take? Okay, the first stop sign or the third stop sign, make a left, make a right. That's like, you know, how would help me stay on task and help me write my book thoroughly.
Awesome. Thanks so much for, you know, sharing your journey and telling us how you were able to keep at it, because sometimes it could be a challenge. So what would you say were your favorite and least favorite part of the, you know, the self-publishing process or the writing process or just the general process of becoming an author?
Well, my least favorite is waiting to see what my cover would look like. Mm-hmm. Waiting to hear from the from the editors, but mm-hmm. you know, like, because you get excited.
Yeah,
but some people that might be their most favorite because they want to see it,
right?
But my favorite is during the process is actually getting my proof in my hands. Mm-hmm. You know, just seeing my baby, per se, mm-hmm. come to life. Mm-hmm. And because what it does, it helps build confidence. And if you want to build confidence, you just got to hit goals. So set right. goals and hit them. Get that book in your hand or, you know, hit the button to submit to hire your editor, you know. So mm-hmm. those are the small little things you want to celebrate so it can help keep you excited, you know.
For sure. Thanks so much for sharing that. And, you know, as an author myself, I agree that, you know, there's some anxiety when you're waiting for your book cover or you're waiting for the edits. So having patience sometimes can be trying during the process, but I'm glad you're able to see that through and it came to fruition for you. And now I would love for you to talk about the importance of the editing piece. So often I, you know, have conversations with authors who maybe don't understand why the editing is necessary, or they may be sticker shocked by the price of editing. But what was your experience like, and what would you recommend to authors who are hesitant to work with an editor?
Well, first of all, I thank you for editing Cultivate Your Calling.
You're welcome.
And You did an awesome job. When I tell you asked me questions that helped me think, that helped me open up, and it really helped me write this book. And then when after we went through this process, and I read the book, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe I wrote this. And what you did was you helped me, you helped bring the best out of me. Mm-hmm. You helped me tap into myself and say, wow, because at times you don't believe that certain things can really come for you from right. you know? And mm-hmm. so that's what I like most. And then what's important about the editing piece is just listening to your editor. And, you know, when your editor, when you get your feedback from editing the book, you can be frustrated, but at the mm-hmm. same time, just go through the process and breathe and just say, you know what, this book is going to come out great. And mm-hmm. that's what we want, because that's what your editor wants from you and mm-hmm. for you. Because if your editor didn't, your editor wouldn't push you and mm-hmm. say, let's get some, you know, explain. What do you mean by this? This makes no sense. Write this over or mm-hmm. share in detail. Or did you mean this? Did right. you mean that? And I enjoy that. I like that. And sometimes I have to sit back for 30 minutes mm-hmm. and sometimes, or maybe sit a day and think about it and say, you know what? Oh, okay. Look, this is what I really want to elaborate in, because you don't want to just say a statement and you can't back it up.
Right.
Or, you know, it's just like leave the reader hanging. Mm-hmm. And so that's a key. That's very important. And I really like that about you. And I was like, man, I have to hire her again for my next book. And we just got through working with that. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Awesome. So what would you say to, like, if you had a friend who was writing a book and they say, okay, Lionel, I heard your podcast and I, you know, heard you say that it's really important to have an editor, but I guess what would you recommend for someone who maybe feels like they can't afford it? Or are there other tools that you use that helped in addition to hiring an editor?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't recommend going without an editor.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Unless you just want to throw it out there to just say you have a book and you're just trying to impress people.
Right.
But I can't do that. I can't recommend, and I haven't went without an editor, mm-hmm. you know, so I mm-hmm. don't recommend. I don't care who you are, your friend, no friend, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to tell you, hey, go without an editor. Yeah. The best thing to do is learn how to market your book and get mm-hmm. somebody to get people to sponsor you, because that's what I did. I got people mm-hmm. to sponsor my book
mm-hmm.
and so I gave them a few chapters. Two chapters, because I won't give them more because they won't read more, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'm going to, because usually I reached out to business owners. So mm-hmm. I would use business owners with. So I did that with Cultivate Your Calling. And I said, hey, if you give me $200, I'll give you two chapters. You leave me a review and I'll write your name and your title on the back of my book.
Okay.
And so that's what I did. And it paid for my coaching. It paid for mm-hmm. editing. It almost more than doubled. Because some people wanted to give more. And I said, okay. Yeah. And they gave more. Yeah. So awesome. That's a really awesome tip, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it definitely is. And yeah, well, can you talk a little bit more about that process? I'm sure we have authors who will be interested in that. Like, how did you go about identifying those business owners? And how did you create the pitch to get them interested?
I've been in corporate America for a while, so I've seen a lot of ads. I've spoken to a lot of people. So I just wrote myself a script and I found keywords. So what I did was I found people that could be related to my topic in their position, or somebody who's influential in the area where my book is related towards men. So I did that I did entrepreneurs, because in the career section in my book, I have professionals that I recommended that sponsored my book. So it can help them. Like, for example, for men who are in prison, this book is great for that. So I, in my book, I put, you know, if you in prison and you're coming out of prison, here is, you know, somebody to reach out to, or, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to be a realtor, if you want to do this or that. And so that's what I did. And that has, it was turned out really well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. That's a great idea. And I do remember, you know, seeing the placements in your book of different agencies and individuals and professionals. So that was a very innovative way that you did that, and really appreciated that. It was a nice touch to the book, and was also, you know, served as a resource for the men who are reading your book, or whoever's reading your book, to have something that, you know, tangible to hold on to and get the help that they needed and make referrals. So thank you so much for that. That's awesome. Yeah. So what was the process like for, like, having your book cover designed? A lot of our listeners are kind of worried about that. They don't necessarily know where to find their designer. So what was how did you go about finding your book designer?
Oh, wow. That's a very good question, because book design can be very frustrating, getting that done. My first book, I was, one guy just inboxed me because he saw my draft of my cover design, and he was like, bro, that's not going to cut it. Mm-hmm. And so design, cultivate your calling for me. But I found a website for Cultivate Your Marriage, because that's my next book.
Okay.
And it's 99designs.com.
Okay.
And I absolutely fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. And you have designers fighting over your business, and they're just giving you different cover designs. Oh my gosh, it was great. You know, it's exciting, and then towards the middle and the end is like, oh shoot, let's get this done already. But when it was all done, said and done,
mm-hmm.
I picked my copy. Well, actually, when I did a social media post, and I say, which one would you like the most?
Mm-hmm.
And the cover, the new cover that's on Amazon right now for pre-sale. Okay. So that's the copy the cover that won. And it's just beautiful.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing that resource. And for those of you who may not be familiar with other resources, there's Fiverr.com. There's two R's in Fiverr. So they have lots of different professionals and freelancers. So you might find someone there. And then you can also join, like, Facebook groups. There are a lot of designers on there that you connect with, and you can see their samples. So there are lots of available, you know, freelancers to design your covers. The other thing I'd recommend too is you can look in the inside cover of the books. Sometimes the authors will list their book cover designers, their editors, their publishers. So that's another way to find a team if you're a self-published author. Those are other resources for you. But thanks so much for the 99 Designs, Lionel. So we also shared, or I also shared, that you are an entrepreneur for the nonprofit. So how did the entrepreneurial pursuits that you have coincide with being an author? Because a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs like yourself. So what insights do you have about tying those two together?
Yeah, well, the key is, when you are writing and you're an entrepreneur, what I found best was sticking to one topic, sticking to a niche. You know, my niche is in personal development, but I can give advice in relationships, right? Mm-hmm. But when I talk about relationships, I'm keying in on the person themselves and not focused on their spouse. I'm mm-hmm. focused helping them, you know, work on themselves. So the key is staying in under, like, one niche, and tying your niche with how you write.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you stay there for the long term, you become better at speaking, articulating, and you become an expert if you do it for a while. So it's better to stick to one topic, because I was all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to be an expert in this place, because it made money. It drew a lot of people's attention. Mm-hmm. I want to go viral. But when you are operating in your purpose, and when you're doing something you're passionate about, mm-hmm. and you stick to one topic, you will see how you thrive and you flourish and become, you know, better at what you do. And it helps you have a more sane life because yeah. some people that get burnt out are usually all over the place or unorganized in their business.
Right, for sure, I agree. So for those of you who are entrepreneurs or that's something you are working towards, it is important to have your niche and make sure you're focusing. It'll save you time and energy. It'll save you stress. So you don't want to try to do everything. So often, you know, you'll ask somebody, who's the book for? And their answer is everyone. But if you're targeting everyone, then you're targeting no one. So it's important for you to know who you're speaking to, who your audience is. And then, of course, craft your niche and make sure you're, you know, at the top of your game in that way. So Lionel, thank you so much for sharing all of the, you know, tidbits and experiences along your publishing journey. I would love for you to tell people where they can reach you, how they can get your books, and how they can keep in touch and learn more about also your nonprofit in addition to your books.
Okay, well, my nonprofit is Divine Potential Services. We are can be found, well, my info can be found on LionelHilaire.com. That's where you can find me, connect with me. My social media is on there. Or you can email me if you want to, you know, get some advice. I'll email back at Lionel@LionelHilaire.com. Lionel@LionelHilaire.com. That's my email. And my books can be found on Amazon. You just search Lionel, L-I-O-N-E-L. And my last name is H-I-L-A-I-R-E. So Lionel Hilaire and on in Amazon, and you'll see my books on there.
Thanks so much, Lionel. Really appreciate you being here. And again, sharing all your insights and encouraging our listeners. A special thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed the episode as much as we did. Again, you can tune in to Editor Knows Best every other Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find Editor Knows Best. Thank you all so much. Be safe and be well.